If you're needing something just to cheer you up just a little this weekend, then I've got some really good news for you. There's some amazing events happening for the Huddersfield Literary Festival, which is coming to an amazing conclusion just towards the end of this month. So some of the things to inspire your writing, I think, is looking at the types of topic that are being taught. So if you can't get along to one of these events, then it gives you an idea of the areas that you can research and get sharper at with ideas taken from the experts. So, for example, Muslexia magazine, spelt M-S-L-E-X-I-A, got their website at muslexia.co.uk. is an endless supportive channel for writers that want to get published or already published and want more exposure. So Debbie Taylor, who edits this magazine, will be at Huddersfield University. That's on Saturday afternoon, 2 till 4. Now, Debbie's going to be teaching how to write a synopsis. So this is something that if you Google, you will get so many different answers. So it's really well worth having a look at the Muslexia website for tips there, or if you can get along, then there's going to be a foolproof method that will take out the agony of this difficult page to do. And remember, sometimes you write your synopsis right at the end, doesn't have to be at the beginning of your project. And just before this, Michael Stewart's going to be giving a workshop on the symmetry of story, which is fascinating, and it's looking at how you should aim to give symmetry to any narrative. So whether you're a visual artist, photographer, illustrator or sculptor or whatever your work of art, then looking for this type of symmetry, although his workshop is going to be on structure in writing a novel. And to show this, there's going to be some great examples from the Mafia series that's been on TV, and also from the Scottish play, Beginning With M, which I don't like to say for superstitious reasons. Some amazing events too as part of Huddersfield Literary Festival. There's storytelling events for families to get young people in. There's poetry slams, which you can take part in. Live screenings of films. And what I'm really interested in is the walks, the literary walks that you can do around Huddersfield. And why I like these is because it's so easy to enjoy yourself, but then to get some ideas of how you can turn your hometown into your own literary, artistic or sculptural work. Now, if you are up in the north, there's some really wonderful stories all about women. Now, Maxine Peake, who you might know from Dinner Ladies TV show, is going to tell the story of Beryl Burton. I did not know about this lady, a mother and also a world British record holder. She came from very inauspicious beginnings and you wouldn't really have seen her success on the journey to sporting greatness coming. And she actually dominated cycling in the 50s, 60s and 70s, becoming a five-time world champion. She was a British all-rounder for 25 consecutive years and was still a mum and a family lady. So inspiring. This is going to be at the East Riding Theatre, and that will be in April and in May. So whether sport is your bag or whether it's more literature that gets you going, then looking at some other of the celebrations of women, and this is Women's History Month, so I'm going to get some cheers for that. So with that said, Sight Gallery, which is up in Sheffield, has got Recollections, which is all about featuring three female artists, Susan Hillier, Elizabeth Price and Georgina Starr. It's going on until the 19th of May. They've just had their preview and they are taking over the space to produce archives honouring a tradition of supporting and championing women for the past 40 years. There's going to be stories remembered, recorded, retold. So it's a really good time to appreciate oral histories of those around us. And moving on from that, at the Barnsley Civic, just a little bit south, Visible Girls. And this is a really moving photographic exhibition by Anita Corbin. This is going to look at lives, tribes and spirits of British women. That's on in July until August, so something to look forward to, but you can check out the website visiblegirls.com. It's going to look how that punk of the 80s turned out as she grew up, sort of how time ages, changes us. It's going to look at women, their identity in various times of their lives. So you can find out if a skinhead turned into a yoga teacher, or what happened to the scowling party girl that you might have remembered from your youth. And a really moving event too, Truth to Power Cafe. That is going to be, it's a paid event, £10 in the gallery. But you can check out the website, truthtopower.co.uk. So this will be a performance. But it's all about how if you speak truth to a powerful figure, then this can lead to resolution of a conflict. And it's inspired by a movement that has been pioneered in anti-war movements. So in this era of fake news and sometimes over authority, then, you know, it can be a really inspiring thing to turn to a family member, in these days maybe a politician or a landlord, and just be honest. I guess the ultimate test might be the boss, but, you know, maybe now is the time for you to tell some truth. And then this exhibition, this event in Barnsley Civic would be the one to see. A highly topical event still at the Barnsley Civic, going on now until the 27th of April, is free. And this is Me to You. When I say you, I mean EU. So don't fall asleep on me when I say that. We've had so much in the news all about that, haven't we? But here we go. This is a selection of postcards selected for people to send within the EU in the wake of Brexit. So designed by artists, and you can have a look at how the referendum has inspired these graphic artists. And it's aiming to see how people have reevaluated their response. So both Remain and Leave voters are being part of this, and they're going to imagine the possibilities of a post-EU Britain. So that's a lovely way to just tie up all of the events that are going on, I guess, in the news, and just see an artist's response to that. So that's my takeaway from today's haul of what's on in the world of art, looking at how, I guess, to look at the news in a very sane way and to find an artistic practice from that that's useful to everyone. It's not just for people who share the same views as me. So that's the challenge moving forward. So I hope some of this has been useful. I would love you to subscribe, leave a comment. If you're around in Brighton on May the 10th to the 12th, 12 noon, right by the pier, I shall be at the Warren, which is an amazing pop-up venue that is going to be there to welcome you. So whatever you're up to, here's some cheers to you.